And in this particular part of the course, we begin our story in South Asia, where civilization began along the Indus River, somewhat later than it did in Mesopotamia, but by 2000 BC, people in big cities were trading regularly with Mesopotamia, with Bahrain, with the Persian Gulf. And this network of interconnectedness, this web of interconnectedness, spread rapidly until, in the Christian era, it encompassed not only the Indian Ocean, but also the East African coast and China. There was this huge international trade involving downwind sailing ships, camels, and camels themselves were domesticated quite early on, but the issue isn't the camel, it's the saddle upon which the rider rides or carries cargo, because the essence of the camel is to be able to cross deserts. So you had the ship of the desert and the ship of the ocean, and this created this huge interconnected world from which sprang, among other things, the spectacular civilizations of the Khmer of Southeast Asia. Angkor Wat, Angkor Thom, these huge ceremonial centers which were built to gratify the grandiloquent desires of powerful Khmer monarchs. Some of the most spectacular archaeological sites in the world. And in the final part of the course, we go to China, and then from there into the very final part, into the Americas. The history of Chinese civilization unfolds from its origins in increasingly complex agricultural societies before 3000 BC, with the emergence of the legendary dynasties of North China, Xia, Shang, and Zhou. And we unfold the story and tell it right up to the unification of China by the first emperor in 221 BC, and end with the flamboyant Han dynasty of China, which traded, among other things, with Africa. This world of interconnectedness in part 6 gives way to an entirely different continent. And the ancient Americans tells the story of sophisticated Native American societies which arose over the last 3,500 years. We begin with the Pueblo cultures of the North American Southwest and the aggressive chiefdoms which developed in the South and Southwest, often called the Mississippian culture. This spectacular culture was based on profound spiritual beliefs, which we know a surprising amount about, thanks to anthropological research. Two lectures then describe the lowland and highland Mesoamerican civilizations. I should mention that Mesoamerica is that part of Central America where civilizations developed. We begin with the mysterious, little-known Olmec, then explore ancient Maya civilization in the lowlands. And then on the highlands, we describe the rise of Zapotec civilization, the great city-state of Teotihuacan, and then the militaristic Aztec civilization overthrown by the Spanish conquistador Hernan Cortes in 1521. Finally, two lectures explore the development of civilization in the Andes, along the arid Peruvian coast and high in the mountains, including the gold-decked Moche State, Tiwanaku, and Chimor, and finally the astounding Inca Empire, destroyed by Spaniard Francisco Pizarro in A.D. 1532. A flamboyant, long-stretching narrative. Complex, but alas, the one thing about it is that it is lamentably incomplete. I've tried to overcome the limitations of the evidence, but assigning a course which is a flowing narrative, which moves forward at the expense of technical detail, to linger on overarching themes and issues, over controversies rather than the minutiae of individual, often obscure sites and academic theories. This is a field peopled by specialists, but the issues are enormous, and they are very fundamental to our understanding of ourselves.